We need an independent voice who will fight for us. And that's why I'm running for Congress.
Eldridge's announcement arrived via video message posted late Sunday night. His widely anticipated run comes nearly 2 weeks after the Chris Gibson for Congress campaign's launch of a web video entitled Our Best Century Yet. Eldridge, an Ulster County resident, is the founder of Kingston-based Hudson River Ventures, a small business investment fund focused on the Hudson Valley.
Like a lot of New Yorkers, I'm tired of the games and the gridlock in Washington that we're seeing firsthand this week that aren't helping anyone. You know, we should be focused on common sense solutions to grow our economy and create jobs. And instead, it's more of the same, more brinkmanship, more gridlock. You know, in my work at Hudson River Ventures, I've been focused on growing our economy and creating jobs. That's what they should be focused on in Washington, and that's why I'm running for Congress.
The video highlights Eldridge's upbringing, his record of job creation in the Hudson Valley, and his vision for growing the middle class and creating jobs in New York. Stephanie Valley is campaign spokesperson for Congressman Gibson, who resides in Columbia County. She has this response to Eldridge's announced run.
He's been raising money from wealthy friends while at the same time touting an economic plan that really boils down to loaning his potential constituents money. So I think, you know, the bottom line is, one thing is clear. This race is going to test the hypothesis of whether a congressional seat can be bought.
Gibson's campaign video highlights the congressman's record of public service, local roots, and commitment to an understanding of his constituents. Valley says Gibson's record will win out decisively once again, despite the likelihood of Eldridge outspending his campaign. Neither Eldridge nor Gibson mentions political party affiliation in his campaign video. Eldridge says his focus crosses all party lines.
Well, I think, you know, the most significant issues we're facing as a region are economic growth and job creation, and that's not a partisan issue.
Valley offers a reason for why there is no mention of Republican in Gibson's campaign message.
You know, I think from Chris's view is he puts his constituents first. So any vote down here, he evaluates, you know, what is in the best interest of his constituents, and that really transcends party lines.
Eldridge, who is married to Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes, says he is steering clear of political action committees, or PACs.
Well, I think one of the challenges in Congress is that, you know, the voices of everyday New Yorkers and the needs of small businesses are being drowned out by party politics and by special interests. You know, we're going to run a different kind of campaign. I'm not accepting contributions from the corporate PACs and special interests that fund most campaigns. So I'm going to stand up to big oil and big insurance and big banks and do what's right for middle-class families in our region and for small businesses in our region.
In August, U.S. House Speaker John Boehner headlined a fundraiser for Gibson in Sullivan County. On that night, Gibson, a retired U.S. Army colonel who was in his second term, said he needed to raise the funds to be able to compete with a much wealthier opponent. Meanwhile, Eldridge is focused on change.
And what we're hearing so far is that voters are fed up with the status quo. They're tired of the games and the gridlock that aren't addressing their problems. And we're, you know, working starting today from day one to build that community of voters that wants new ideas, new leadership, and common sense in Washington.
The 19th Congressional District stretches across 11 counties, including all or portions of Broome, Columbia, Greene, Delaware, Dutchess, Montgomery, Otsego, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.